In the south, between 7,200 and 5,500 BC, during a period of warming climate, some wild rice collectors in the Yangtze Valley seem to have turned to deliberate cultivation of wild rice, presumably to increase food supplies. How do we know this? From a small scatter of archaeological sites. The Pengdushan site in the middle Yangtze River Valley was a community of rice farmers between about 6500 and 5800 BC. This was a substantial settlement. It had large houses and was settled at a time when rice agriculture was well established and was spreading rapidly through southern China. The only scenario we can really think for the beginnings of rice cultivation is simply that people living in these wetland areas did the same as they did in Southwest Asia. They extended the stands of wild rice by cultivating deliberately additional wild and planting it, and very rapidly changed over from collecting rice to actually farming it for themselves. And it seems that this innovation, as in Asia and Europe, spread rapidly, because by 5000 BC, rice agriculture supported hundreds of thousands of southern Chinese. We know this because we can track the spread of the crop by the widespread distribution of large farming villages throughout southern China, where potters made a very distinctive sort of clay vessel which was decorated with a twisted cord. It's widely distributed, even found in Taiwan. Within 2,000 years, jumping ahead in time now, by 3,000 BC, much more sophisticated agricultural societies flourished throughout southern China. They were practicing a very intensive form of agriculture, cultivating rice with large irrigation schemes. Now, these irrigation schemes, which of course involve the movement and control of water, require cooperative leadership. And we find that by 3000 BC, these societies were led by wealthy individuals, perhaps kin leaders, but certainly people whose primary function was controlling trade and the organization of irrigation agriculture. Rice, as I said, remains one of the great mysteries of early agriculture. But what is very compelling about southern China is that it spread so rapidly, populations rose rapidly as a result, and it seems to have taken hold with great speed. This leads me to suspect that, in fact, rice cultivation on a small scale began in the Yangtze Valley very much earlier than 7000 BC, and I certainly would be prepared to bet quite a lot on the farm that one day we'll find it back perhaps as early as 10,000 BC. But I'm only speculating. Rice has been one of the great success stories of humanity. We know, for example, nothing about when it originated in India, and very little indeed about when it originated in Southeast Asia. But certainly, China was a major center of rice cultivation from very, very early on after the Ice Age. The second great center of Chinese agriculture lies 400 miles north, in the Huanghe River Valley of the north. At the end of the Ice Age, wild plant foods, including wild millet, assumed great importance in this region, where the climate was warmer and moister than today. Now, there's a difference between the Yangtze and the Huanghe environments. In the south, they practiced agriculture extensively. They used irrigation schemes to intensify the farming, probably from quite early on. Here the farming was dry. It was dependent on seasonal rainfall.